If you listen to the news, if you read, if you know a little bit what's going on in this world, I think it would be an understatement to say that the world is going crazy. Something is going on out here. It's the things that go on in this, in our society, in other societies. It's really, something's off. People are not behaving normal. People are not behaving nice. People are not behaving responsibly. People are not behaving respectfully. The show that went on with the confirmation of a Supreme Court justice was literally insane. The way they talk about a president. Whatever you think about the president, but it's just outlandish. From the moment that he was elected, there's a movement to get rid of him. You know, this is a democratic society. You're supposed to follow the majority. You know, that's what it's all about. But it's a crazy world out there. And I think that a good part of it, I can't say the major force, but I think a significant force is the fact that people have learnt not to face reality, not to face the reality of the issues, not to deal with the problems at hand, but rather to run away. We have the entertainment industry, for example. It's massive. Massive movies that are produced every week, and people that are seeing them, because you hear numbers that this movie brought in $50 million in the first weekend, and this, I mean, it's things that are going on. It's like, why is this? Because it's all part of the runaway. It's all part of, you know, if you really have a problem and you watch a movie, so then all of a sudden you're in a different world and you forget that you have a problem. The problem is that when the movie is over, when the show is over, the problem is still there just where it was, and maybe it even advanced and became worse. And this is the society we live. So everyone's running away, everyone's trying to do things to divert their thinking, to sleep, to not pay attention, to not face up to the issues. And we're in very, very rough shape. And I think that the more that we realize that running away is dangerous, that running away is a surefire formula for trouble, I think that we may be ready to face the issues in a much more serious and direct way. And therefore, I just want to reference, and I spoke about it, I see even some of the people here may have heard this because I spoke about it in the yeshiva, but this parsha has a very, I think a very significant lesson for us, because we find here that the first act of state of the father of, the second father of mankind, you know, because after the world was destroyed, then Noach was the father of everyone that comes beyond after that. The second father of mankind, here he is, and now his first formal act, you know, when he comes out of the teva, you know, in the rose garden or something outside the teva, with all the photographers there, and, you know, it's a photo op, and what is he doing? He's planting a vine. He's planting a grapevine. He's planting something in order to be able to make wine. That's what he's doing. The first and foremost act, the most important thing after the saving of the world, when now we have to rebuild all of society, and unfortunately, because of that, a terrible tragedy happened. A tragedy of enormous proportions. a tragedy that is causing, continues to cause, the embarrassment of this second father of mankind to this very day. What happened? Well, he planted the vines, and the grapes developed, and he made himself, I guess he made himself wine, I don't know, maybe his wife made it for him, and then he drank. He drank more than he should have, and he got drunk. And he exposed himself and undressed himself and put himself in a vulnerable position. And one of his sons took advantage of this indecent opportunity, indecent exposure, and really, you know, really did a number on him. Really messed the guy up. Now here you have, and the Ralbag points out that he was a sholem me'ud. This was a great tzaddik. Noyach ish tzaddik. He was a great man. And he had a grand mission. He was the one to rebuild the entire world. But because he planted the vine and created the grapes and made the grapes and made the wine and drank the wine and drank a little bit too much, an embarrassment occurred to him that not only was he embarrassed in front of his children, but that embarrassment has been recorded in the Torah. The Bible has been translated into more languages than into more translations and more publications and more languages than any other book in all of human history. And the whole world, everyone, anyone who populates this planet knows that this man, our great, 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 how great he was, grandfather, that this is what he did, and this is the bizoyan, this is the embarrassment that he is cursed for eternity to have that embarrassment. Why? Because he wasn't careful enough. And he drank a little bit, and he lost the focus, and he lost the awareness, and he lost the self-control. And in reality, this is a lesson for all of mankind. If we could learn this lesson today, the world might be a different place. Because, no, you can't let yourself get out of control. You can't run away from the challenges of life. You have to face them. You have to deal with them. You have to be able to stand up and face the issues and attempt, at least, to resolve them. But you want to run away, you want to bury your head in the sand, you want to hide under your pillow, you want to get drunk, you want to get high, you want to just forget about everything. Well, everything is not going to forget about you. And the problems will be right there. And here we see the devastating results. His embarrassment is eternal. All because he didn't maintain that full sense of control. And I think that we're living in a society today where that sense of control and responsibility is getting lost. It's, you know, every person is responsible for his issues, for his problems. And every person is capable to face up to his problems, because we know, our rabbis tell us, that Hashem does not give a test to anyone that he's not capable of passing. But you got to pass. You got to come to the test. You have to write the paper. You have to make the effort. But if you just dream, or you take your mind and your being into a different world that just forgets about the reality, then danger, embarrassment, and the Ralbag points out, loss, hefsid, all of these things are going to happen, no matter how great the individual is. And I think that with the extent to which, I mean, here, look, this whole Supreme Court confirmation was talking about drinking, high school drinking. That's what it was. Hey, it was drunk, they got drunk, they had drunk drinking parties, and drink, and that's all. And right or wrong is not the issue, but this is the mood in society today. And now they're taking it beyond alcohol and legalizing other substances. and the pharmaceutical industry is obsessed with providing far more than sick people need, or maybe physically sick people need. But this is the world we live in, and it's on a collision course with destruction unless we learn. Wake up! No offense. Wake up! Take responsibility. Don't let your mind disappear or dissipate or just pretend that there's nothing going on in the world. This is really a tragic lesson, and I think it's extremely, extremely important for us to realize. And I think that there's another piece which maybe has to do with us more than the rest of the world. Maybe it has to do with the rest of the world as well. But it's somewhat related, I believe. From the earliest stages of life, parents take responsibility for their children, right? They provide all their needs. They, the little baby, you know, they dress them, they feed them, they do everything for them. They get a little bit older, so they may not dress them, they may teach them how to do certain things on their own, but they get their clothes for them, and they put the clothes out at what you should wear, and they tell us exactly what we're allowed to do, and exactly what we're allowed to watch, and exactly when we have to get up, and exactly when we have to go to sleep, and so forth and so on. And all this sounds so beautiful, sounds so normal. This is the way it should be, because children are growing up, and they should have this sense of adults guiding them in the way they should live their lives. But there's a problem that comes out of that. And that problem is very serious, and I think we all, have to address that problem. And that problem is we don't learn that we are responsible for ourselves. If we're told everything we have to do and when we have to do it and how we have to do it and how we... So like... Oh, okay, so I get used to the fact that someone else is responsible for me, and I don't learn my own responsibility. Child psychologists, it's not a very big chokhmah, but they advise people, they say, even your two-year-old, when your kid can dress himself, then instead of putting out the clothing that he or she should wear, put out three different choices and say, choose the one that you want. Very simple thing. But what does it do? It says, hey, I'm learning responsibility. Now, it's not a wide-range responsibility. I'm not going to the closet and picking out from 10 or 20 or 30 different options the one that I want. But at least it's somewhat. You picked out three, and now I pick one. And we must develop that sense of responsibility. Ultimately, we are all responsible for ourselves. When we reach the age of bar mitzvah, that's the age that, according to Chazal, that we have enough mature intelligence to be able to be responsible. And our parents are no longer responsible. They can no longer be blamed. They maybe could be blamed if they didn't teach us the right thing in the first place. I don't know how that works. But we have to take responsibility. And I think this is one of the biggest problems today. We don't learn to take responsibility. And I think that if we wish to be able to face up to the issues of life, the first thing that we need is to realize I'm responsible. Now, when I run away from it, when I hide from it, when I put my mind someplace else, so I'm teaching myself, ignore responsibility. And it's very, very dangerous. But we are responsible, and we have to be responsible. How do you expect that we should go from a childhood of someone else being responsible, all of a sudden I now become responsible for a family, for a wife, for children? It doesn't work that way. It has to develop. We have to take responsibility. We are responsible for ourselves. And the same thing in religious matters. You know, some people have this strange psychology that my parents, they're gonna do it for me. My Rebbe, he's gonna do it for me. I don't have to worry about these things. Someone else is responsible. No, nobody's responsible. We are completely responsible for everything that we do. And we have to learn responsibility. And learning responsibility means facing the issues. It means thinking. It means, what is my obligation? What is my responsibility? What challenges do I face? And planning, how am I going to resolve these issues? And unless we do that, we will not be today. You know what? Part of the reason, and there's many reasons, but part of the reason that there's so much divorce in our society today is because people get married without any sense of responsibility. They don't know what it means to be responsible for themselves, let alone to be responsible for a spouse and for a family. And this is something that has to start now. It's never too early. It's not too late, but it's late. It's not early. And this is something I think also that's extremely, extremely, extremely important. But responsibility takes thinking. And thinking is painful. Most people don't want to think about responsibilities, think about burdens, think about obligations, because it's overwhelming. Oh, I got this guy, this guy. Oh, I can't handle it. But we have to, because they're there, and they're going to remain there, and they're not going to go anyplace, and there's nothing we can do about it. That's what life is. And mainly we have to start. Think, sit down, take a few minutes a day, or a few minutes every other day, and stop to think. What are my expectations? What am I supposed to be doing? What are my goals? This is where I'm supposed to be. How am I going to get there? And don't rely that anyone else is going to push you there or drag you there or kick you there. Maybe a little bit inspire you to do it on your own, but that's about all. But we must assume that sense of responsibility. Otherwise, we're not prepared. Think a person is prepared for the workforce? Oh, high school was a joke. I didn't take anything seriously. I really didn't take responsibility, not for homework and not for tests and not for attendance and not for timeliness and not for anything. And now I'm getting a job, I'm working. What? I don't have the kalim. I don't have the capabilities. I don't have the experiences. I don't have the nature anymore. I've undermined that. And life becomes very, very difficult that way, and that's why there's so much trouble. Or that's one of the many reasons why there's so much trouble. Anyway, so that's my message. But to get back to our friend Noach, and you know what he suffered, we have to be very, very careful, because there's a medrash that says, very interesting. When Noach was just going to plant the vineyard, the vines, then the Shmodo in Saras Shedim Horuchos, I don't know who that is exactly, like the Sotan, like the Eitzahora, like someone, you know, he says to him, you're mine, we're Shutfim, I gotcha. And then he tells him later, be careful, because if you're going to do this and drink more than you should, I'm going to be able to destroy you altogether. But he calls him a shutif from the minute he starts to go to plant, which means we have to be so careful, because if we allow ourselves to even start on the path that leads to losing responsibility, that leads to losing consciousness, that leads to losing awareness, that leads to losing focus, that leads to losing reality, then we're already in great danger. The steps from the beginning of the path to the end of the path are very, very fast, very, very quick. So I think that if nothing else comes out of this whole discussion, we should all take time to figure out what our responsibilities are, what we're expected to be doing, what we want to be doing, and how can I make sure that I do that which I have to do. Because otherwise, the world out there and life as it goes along and married life and working life are going to be very, very, very difficult to face the challenges unless we start preparing ourselves now.